457-5957. That's 457-KXLR if you want to call and help out. Remember, we record these now, so you can go back and listen to yourself on the Idiot of the Day segment of the show. On the podcast page, just go to the website, xrock959.com. Click on the podcast, and there you'll be in the Idiot of the Day section. But you won't be there. You'll be helping me. It's a recording of today's thing. X-Rock, good morning. Who's this?
Morning, Leonard. This is Todd.
Todd's helping us out. Let's do this, Todd. Hold on, buddy. All right, Todd, here we go, buddy. Thanks for calling in. How are the roads out there, okay?
Like you said, dusty but dry.
Yeah, they're not too bad. Just a dusting. Light snow falling in the area as well. Here we go, Todd. Let's start with this first one. It's an elderly couple, so you can't get too upset. Get mad at your husband or wife for leaving their dirty underwear all over the house. Come on, that's an ongoing. That 4 or 5 decades from now, you might finally explode, I guess. That's an ongoing problem. I don't know if you're married, Todd. You married, man?
I'm married. I leave my underwear outside. It's safer.
Well played. Okay. Anywho, there's an 86-year-old woman. Her name's Helen Gianfrido, lives in Austintown, Ohio. She's married to a much younger man. Oh, yeah, he's 70. His name is Joseph. Well, last week, Joseph left his underwear in the bathtub. I don't know why, but it was enough to set Helen off. She said she was tired of it. She accused him of doing it on purpose to upset her. And while she was airing her issue, she also told him she was pretty sure he was cheating on her with a woman who works at the gas station. Then she punched him in the face, and he responded by pushing her. Then that spilled out into the yard, and the cops were called, and the old couple was arrested. And the photo is great because they're both in orange, and he's got a cut on his cheek, and she looks like a Marine. I don't know if I would have left. I don't know if I would have messed with this woman, but it all started over dirty underwear in the bathtub.
Okay, I'd break a hip someplace, fighting outside or slipping in the bathtub.
You know, it's gonna happen. Here's the next one. Here's your next choice. Maybe when you're out trying to pull off a criminal mission, it isn't the right time to show off this much holiday spirit. 67-year-old woman, Irene Leonard from the Villages in Florida. Friday went on into a belt department store, and she was in costume. Dude, Todd, she was in a full turkey costume. Yep. And she proceeded to shoplift $1,500 worth of items.
Well, that could lay a bad egg.
Yeah, believe it or not, the employees noticed a giant turkey stealing from them and called the cops. So, yeah, here's a word to you would-be shoplifters. You want to go in as unrecognizable as possible, I get that. But you also, whatever you do, don't draw attention to yourself. So I would say dressing in a turkey costume would have the complete opposite effect, which it did.
Yeah, well, you know, the second one, dressing as a turkey to shoplift, sounds a bit foul to me.
Wow! Wow! Boom! And Todd drops the mic. No, don't actually do that. It's your phone. You're driving.
let's go with that first couple.
Oh, really? You're going to go with the first? All right, good. I love that. Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough. You're going to break a hip at, 70, 80. But to do it over a fight of dirty underwear in the
over
bathtub.
Over dirty underwear, just, yeah, all right, precious stuff. All right, plus, I think she probably needed the turkey costume because, you can fit so much in there.
It makes it easier to get $1,500 worth of stuff.
Something's got to do it. Todd, you were awesome. You have my permission to call back any day and help us out, okay?
Thanks, Leonard.
Well done. Wow. See how that's done, boys and girls? Right there, that's how it's done. All right. Why do they play that loud music in the bars? Well, I'll tell you, it's science. They've got their... Oh, yeah, they know what they're doing. Yeah, it's not just because the band sucks, so they try to turn it up. I'll explain why they do it next.